On behalf of us, on behalf of Iggy Pop, thank you very much for coming out to the show. It's been a while. I think the last time we came here, I think it was with Soundgarden. This very place. There's some requests for songs. There's a few we don't know yet. Hunger Strike, Chris ain't here tonight. Can't do that. You, we haven't figured out yet. There's a sign that says Eddie Lewinsky. I don't know what the fuck that means. That's my intern there. After the show. Interns, they don't get paid, they just do it for the experience. Speaking of, we don't know if this is going to work tonight. It's just an idea we had right before because someone spoke on TV tonight. Can we cue the president? Is that going to work? If not, I'll read it to you. Before the Office of the Independent Counsel and the Grand Jury. I answered their questions truthfully, including questions about my private life, questions no American citizen would ever want to answer. Still, I must take complete responsibility for all my actions, both public and private, and that is why I'm speaking to you tonight. As you know, in a deposition in January, I was asked questions about my relationship with Monica Lewinsky. While my answers were legally accurate, I did not volunteer information. Goodness. Indeed, I did have a relationship with Ms. Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong. It constituted a critical lapse in judgment and a personal failure on my part for which I am solely and completely responsible. Even presidents, this is towards the end, I'm going to skip a bunch where he actually apologizes to his wife. Even presidents have private lives. It's time to stop the pursuit of personal destruction and prying into private lives and get on with our national life. Our country has been distracted by this matter for too long, and I'll throw the burning flag in there as well. And I take my responsibility for my part in all of this. That is all I can do. And I have one word, and that is consensual. Goes out to the